This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on printing shipments for June 2010. All this is copyright 2010 by What They Think and is being recorded on August 3rd. We've been waiting for this event for quite a long time. We've had three consecutive months of increase in printing shipments. It's taken quite a while. We haven't had this occur since 2007. So why don't we just jump right to page 3 where we summarize everything. The last time we had this on a current dollar basis was the entire period of June 2004 through November 2007. And on an inflation-adjusted period, for a little less than a year, October 2006 to April 2007. So those are the last times that we had multiple months where we had increases in each month. Our shipments for June were $7.2 billion. That was up 3.6% on a current dollar basis. Take away about 2% of that for inflation, and gives us about 1.3%. The shipments were up $166 million versus June of 2009, and $92 million once we take out inflation. What's really interesting is the first half and this last quarter. The first quarter of the year was terrible, so bad that it made the first half be down more than $600 million, or about 1.5%. On a real basis, it was down $1.5 billion, or 3.5%. The second quarter was so good that it was up 2.8%, which is still less than what the economy was up, which is still less than what the economy was up on real terms, because it was only up 1%. But nonetheless, the first quarter was horrid. The second quarter was obviously a lot better. Shipments in Canada for May were $694 million. Again, another tough time for our Canadian printers, down 11% compared to the prior year, 13% on an inflation-adjusted basis, and exchange rate adjusted, it was down about 4% and 6% once you factor inflation in. We've raised our forecast for the USA from $82 billion for 2010 to $85 billion. So we're looking forward to a much better second half of the year. If we go on slide 4, you can see the shipments, which are the pinkish line with the squares, as being above last year on a current dollar basis. And if you go to slide 5, you can see that April was very close to what the prior year was on an inflation-adjusted basis. But you see that we're kind of hugging the line for last year for May and June, but at least we're in the right direction. This has changed our forecasting models, which are on slide 6, so that it's only forecasting that July's number will be down, and July kind of doesn't count because a lot of shops close down in July anyway, so it's always a slow month. But it's forecasting a much better August through October period, building up to our peak in October, where October will be about what we had in March, and then also finishing the year with November being a little better than last year, and December being about the same as last year. Will all these happen? These things, will they come out as we're forecasting? We never really know. The forecasting models are just looking at lines of numbers and trying to figure out how the patterns of those numbers are going to be changing. The forecast models are not in the marketplace selling things and making things. But we do take a little comfort that we at least know things are not going to be getting worse than they are. Now, the most important thing is to keep moving to make our printing facilities much more efficient, to keep working on the way print interacts with other media. We're very concerned about next year's economy. We think a lot of what's going on in the economy right now is sales shifting so that things occur in this calendar year to avoid the taxation of the next calendar year. So we're very, very suspicious that that's going on. We think that's one reason why employment has not been going up, even though many other industries beyond ours are having a better experience in selling than they were a few months ago. Slide 7 shows that we are still behind last year on an inflation-adjusted basis. Last year at this time, we were at $43.9 billion, and we were at $42.3, and we're a little lower, as we mentioned, than the prior year. But look at the step down that we've taken from 2008. So this is what we'd like to say. We'd like to say we found a new level of stabilization for the printing business. Every time we've said that in the past, we've had something come to rattle us. In 2007, it was Twitter, Facebook, iPhone, and the like. 2007 was actually a pretty good year for the printing business. But as the media started to change and ad dollars were shifting back and forth, print obviously suffered. And that's happened in the magazine business. There was news the other day that the New York Times had very, very good advertising revenues, but then when you looked at the data, it was all the digital advertising that was doing extremely well. And so there's a lot of media organizations that are going through that right now. Slide 8 has the summary of our forecasts. We've updated all of them every month, as we do for the conservative and the aggressive forecast. The GDP forecast we update every quarter. The basis of that forecast is an assumption that GDP is going to grow by 2.5%. And still to this day, the GDP model cannot get a forecast correct. It is getting a little bit more in line with forecast with relevance from a statistical basis. The R-squared is up to 63% for those of you who care about those things, so that's a little better. But there is still a negative correlation with GDP, meaning that as GDP goes up, print will retreat, won't go up in lockstep with that. So there appears to be a 1 to 2 percentage point difference compared to GDP, just in rough terms. So if GDP is up 3.5, we will be up 1 on a real basis. So GDP slowed down a little bit for the second quarter, but it looked like we were doing a little bit better. Perhaps companies are getting a little bit more aggressive in doing much of their marketing, but we don't know how this is going to play out. Now, the forecasting models are a little stronger. The conservative model is forecasting the year at 86. I put in 85 because I'm still concerned about what the retail situation is going to be like this fall. There'll be a lot more emphasis on e-commerce. That grows, of course, every year. And we updated all of our forecasts. In 2016, our original forecast was 51. We've upped that to 55 based on what the models were showing us. But if you look at the conservative forecast, that is a lot higher than the aggressive forecast. So you have two different forecasting models, one of them telling you that the industry is going to be half the size that the other model is telling you in 2016. So we're at a very interesting point from a statistical basis in the way that these things work. And of course, we know not to rely on the GDP model, but we've got a chart here of the conservative, the aggressive, and our new forecast. So that is a little bit the better, and we update these on a regular basis every time we get new data. But our forecast, our judgmental forecast that has the statistical forecast in it as one of the inputs, the other input is where we see technology and media going, that is revised 2 or 3 times a year. I try to revise them. I'll keep it down to 2. What happened? Well, last time we discussed how things had turned around based on things that we had found in our survey. So on slide 10, we have our final data. Last time it was just preliminary data, but we have our final data from our survey. And it looks like there's been a turnaround, especially for the smallest shops, where you've had probably the greatest carnage of all. You've had many, many small shops leave the marketplace. So the healthier ones are there getting whatever business is left. And the 50 to 99 group, that $6 million to $12 million print business, appears to be doing much better. I don't have any data to support this. My suspicion is that those shops are now more mixed than they used to be, in that they have higher-end digital color, and they're also attracting business from customers whose regular printers had gone out of business, and also these businesses were probably very active on the consolidation using tuck-ins and the like. But across the board, we see a much stronger situation regardless of employee size. Now, on the next slide, I thought I'd show the complete question. I did for space purposes and for statistical purposes. We consolidated some of our employee sizes to be 1 to 9 instead of 1 to 4 and 5 to 9, and the 100 plus is 100 to 249 and 250 plus. And I thought I'd show all of the data, but then two measures down at the bottom. One thing I've always liked to do in creating indices of the printing business is to figure out what the comparison is between those shops indicating an increase and those showing a decrease. When they are about equal, shops having increases, shops having decreases, that still is an implication that there's going to be much more shakeout ahead. And I think that that is going to be the case. So you've got the increase, excuse me, you've got 6% or more difference in sales, whether on the upside or the downside. So you've got 32%, the 22 and the 10, 32 less, decrease 6 and 10%, and more than 10%, that's 14. That leaves you with 18. So we have an 18% difference. Notice that you still have on the 10 to 19 and the 20 to 49 group, you still have more of those printers in those categories saying that business has gone down. And we see an increase in the larger printers. That 50 to 99 group looks very strong there. And then I also did it for plus or minus the 10% group. And we see, again, that group of 50 to 99, it looks quite good. And the 1 to 9 group also looks good. So it's quite an interesting story that's starting to play out here. A lot of it has to do with the very weak printers being pushed out of the marketplace. And those who are remaining and healthier and adding new volume without adding additional assets and fixed cost into their business doing much better. As far as Canada, it's just an update here in slide 12 and slide 13. We really haven't made many changes there. And then slide 14, I invite you again to download Disrupting the Future, where we talk about how all these different scenarios will be playing out. So our data comes out again just after Labor Day, I believe, and then we have a webinar in September where we'll pull it all together with a lot of the different things. But keep an eye on a lot of the economic data for this week. We will have our printing employment data coming out this Friday along with the rest of the unemployment data. And it will looks like it will be a very interesting Graph Expo in terms of how healthy the industry is going into the show. And so we have a much healthier industry going to the show than we did last year going into Print 09. So I want to thank you very much for downloading and listening to our monthly printing shipments report, and I look forward to chatting with you again next month.